Pastor Brandon here with our readings for Thursday, January 16th, 2020, from our daily reading plan themed this year, Seek Him, which can be found on our website, chogexeter.org, as well as from the App Store, Chog Daily Reading Plan. That's all you got to do is to search to find the daily reading plan. Our readings today come from Psalm 11, Genesis 29, 1 through 29, and Matthew 7, 1 through 12. We'll be starting with Psalm 11. In the Lord I take refuge. How can you say to my soul, flee like a bird to your mountain? For behold, the wicked bend the bow. They have fitted their arrow to the string, to shoot in the dark at the upright in heart. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes see, his eyelids test the children of man. The Lord tests the righteousness, but his soul hates the wicked and the one who loves violence. Let him rain coals on the wicked, fire and sulfur and a scorching wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteous deeds. The upright shall behold his face. Genesis 19, 1 through 29. The two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. When Lot saw them, he rose to meet them and bowed himself with his face to the earth and said, "My lords, please turn aside to your servant's house and spend the night and wash your feet. Then you may rise up early and go on your way." They said, "No, we will spend the night in the town square." But he pressed them strongly, so they turned aside to him and entered his house. And he made them a feast and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. But before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both young and old, all the people to the last man, surrounded the house. And they called to Lot, "Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us that we may know them." Lot went out to the men at the entrance, shut the door after him, and said, "I beg you, my brothers, do not act so wickedly. Behold, I have two daughters who have not known any man. Let me bring them out to you and do to them as you please. Only do nothing to these men, for they have come under the shelter of my roof." But they said, "Stand back." And they said, "This fellow came to sojourn, and he has become the judge. Now we will deal worse with you than with them." Then they pressed hard against the man Lot and drew near to break the door down. But the men reached out their hands and brought Lot into the house with them and shut the door. And they struck with blindness the men who were at the entrance of the house, both small and great, so that they wore themselves out, groping for the door. Then the men said to Lot, "Have you anyone else here, sons-in-law, sons, daughters, or anyone you have in the city? Bring them out of the place, for we are about to destroy this place, because the outcry against its people has become great before the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it." So Lot went out and said to his sons-in-law, who were to marry his daughters, "Get up out of this place, for the Lord is about to destroy the city." But he seemed to his sons-in-laws to be jesting. As morning dawned, the angels urged Lot, saying, "Up, take your wife and your two daughters who are here lest you be swept away in the punishment of the city. But he lingered. So the men seized him and his wife and his two daughters by the hand, the Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him out and set him outside the city. And as they brought them out, one said, "Escape for your life. Do not look back or stop anywhere in the valley. Escape to the hills, lest you be swept away." And Lot said to them, "Oh no, my lords, behold, your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have shown me great kindness in saving my life, but I cannot escape the hills, lest the disaster overtake me and I die. Behold, the city is near enough to flee to, and it is a little one. Let me escape there. Is it not a little one? And my life will be saved." He said to them, "Behold, I grant you this favor also, that I will not overthrow the city of which you have spoken. Escape there quickly, for I can do nothing till you arrive there." Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun had risen on the earth when Lot came to Zoar. Then the Lord rained on Sodom and Gomorrah sulfur and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the valley and all the inhabitants of the cities and what grew on the ground. But Lot's wife behind him looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. And Abraham went early in the morning to the place where he had stood before the Lord. And he looked down toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the valley. And he looked, and behold, the smoke of the land went up like the smoke of a furnace. So it was that when God destroyed the cities of the valley, God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow when he overthrew the cities in which Lot had lived. Matthew 7:1-12. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," when there is the log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them. For this is the law of the prophets. I'd like us to turn back to our Genesis passage. In particular, not talk about what's going on in Sodom and Gomorrah, not talk about what's going on in Lot's family, but in particular, talk about one thing from this entire passage. And there's a lot of things we can talk about. There's a lot of things we can key on. But in particular, I want to talk about why Lot's wife becomes a pillar of salt. Because it says she looked back and she became a pillar of salt. And what we need to understand, when the Bible says she looked back, see, Lot and his daughters, they had made it. They made it to Zoar. They made it to safety. And when it's talking about Lot's wife looking back, she didn't just kind of glance over her shoulders. That's not what is believed to be what has taken place. No, she lingered behind. And the destruction of these cities and the destruction of the valley and the plains and the fields and hills around this area was complete and was total. And that's what the Bible teaches us. It happens to these cities. The destruction and judgment God brings is complete and total. But verse 26 makes it clear. Lot's wife behind him. She had fallen behind for some reason and looks back. Now, it is believed, and I am a proponent of this belief, that she lingered behind. She looks back because of what her life was once. And she couldn't look forward into the unknown of what life potentially could be. Fear caused her to linger back. Fear of the change that was coming caused her to look back instead of look forward and to think of the fact that God was rescuing them. He was rescuing them. Isn't that what Christ does for us? He rescues us. But so often, we look back on that old life of sin. Remember the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah and the plains and fields around it was total, was complete. God is a completely just judge. We wouldn't want anything less. He will do what is just always. And if we linger back, we don't press forward, we too, like Lot's wife, could be caught in that rain of sulfur and fire. This is why it's important for us to truly, truly live as new creations in Christ and to seek daily to shed off our sinful flesh and allow the Holy Spirit to empower us to truly flee from temptation, to truly flee from sin. Because we don't want to be looking back. When we really think about it, there wasn't anything worth looking back to. When we read the story of, you know, how God rescues Lot and how these two men come to Lot's house and the people surround the home and you know, it's a terrible situation. Why would we want to look back on that? And we have a tendency when God brings drastic change, and God is bringing drastic change through our lives, we have a tendency to almost romanticize the past. The future in Christ is always better than the past without. Never forget that the future in Christ is always better than the past without. These are our readings from Thursday, the 16th of January, 2020. God bless you all, and I'll be talking with you again tomorrow as we continue to seek Him together in community, on mission, and with Jesus. Let's grace enough for us and the whole